You're listening to Swiss News in English. I'm Emily Breslin. According to an article by I Am Expat, Lake Zurich, typically a destination for sunbathing, ferry rides, and swimming, has revealed a hidden history of shipwreck and treasure beneath its surface. A discovery near Richtersville unfolded as divers found 35 kilograms of silver in the wreckage of a century-old transport ship. In 2005, a professional fisherman stumbled upon the sunken vessel when his anchor snagged it. Identified as a Leti, a type of cargo ship used in the pre-motor power era for transporting goods around the lake, this particular ship had been brought back into service during the First World War due to fuel shortages. It continued to operate until the 1920s, when this boat likely met its end at the bottom of Lake Zurich. The fisherman, eager to share his find, informed a friend at the Swiss Archaeodivers Association. Unfortunately, a boating accident and subsequent hospitalization delayed the exploration, and the GPS coordinates were lost. It wasn't until 2023 that the wreck was rediscovered, prompting the association to send divers to investigate the sunken Leti. The underwater exploration revealed that the ship, carrying 70 tons of slag from ballast furnaces, also held a hidden treasure of 35 kilograms of silver, valued at approximately 23,000 Swiss francs. The ship's demise was attributed to its overloaded cargo, which included 10 tons of Wädenswil beer. Interestingly, this beer, akin to a liquid relic, is still produced in Wädenswil today. Despite the allure of the silver find, diver Adelrich Uhr noted that the valuable metal is embedded within the 70 tons of slag. Retrieving it would be impractical and financially unfeasible, as bringing all the slag to the surface for processing would outweigh the potential profits. So, while Lake Zurich may not be a hub for pirate tales and buried treasures, its depths harbor a century-old story of maritime history, wartime improvisation, and the convergence of beer and silver. The Federal Office of Public Health, or OFSP, in Switzerland has resisted disclosing the expenses incurred in the purchase of 61 million doses of COVID-19 vaccines, despite the recommendation from the Federal Commissioner for Transparency. Contract details with pharmaceutical groups AstraZeneca, CureVac, Janssen Pharmaceutica, Moderna, Novavax, and Pfizer were redacted, leading to concerns about transparency. According to Adrian Lobsiger, the Federal Data Protection and Transparency Commissioner, these redactions violate the transparency law. He urged the Federal Office of Public Health to release the contract details on November 23rd. However, the director of the OFSP, Anne Levy, rejected this request a month later. The office argued that Bern had guaranteed confidentiality to manufacturers and partner states, such as France and Sweden, and disclosing such information would go against Switzerland's foreign policy interests. The concern is that revealing these details might strain relationships with partners, potentially impacting the supply of vaccines or essential medications during future health crises. The OFSP also asserted that disclosing more information about the contracts could lead to increased competition, adversely affecting vaccine manufacturers and causing a drop in market prices. Adrian Lobsiger raised questions about this argument, as transparency in a public market aims to promote competition for obtaining lower prices. Challenging the OFSP's decision not to disclose all details of the vaccine purchases is possible through the Federal Administrative Court. However, financial hurdles, including a deposit of up to 5,000 francs, must be overcome. Some individuals, such as the new national councillor Remy Wisman of the UDC party, are contemplating contesting this decision. To minimize financial risks, Wisman is considering focusing on a single vaccine purchase contract and coordinating efforts with others to demand transparency from the authorities. It must be noted that National Council member Wisman's vocal opposition to the lack of transparency in the cost of vaccines could be labeled politically motivated, since the UDC, or ultra-conservative party, has a vocal contingent of anti-vax members who are critical of the government's purchase of the COVID vaccines. In a move to combat climate impact and promote healthier eating habits, Greenpeace Switzerland has presented a petition to the parliament in Bern, demanding the prohibition of retail advertising for eggs, dairy products, and meat. The petition, supported by nearly 19,000 signatures, emphasizes the environmental consequences of animal origin food production, pointing out its significant contribution to greenhouse gas emissions, excessive water consumption, and land use. Greenpeace calls for a ban on advertising in retail establishments such as Co-op and Migros, along with sales promotion organizations. The proposed restrictions extend to sponsoring public events, public spaces, magazines, brochures, lobbying in schools and leisure associations. Even educational materials produced by sales promotion organizations like Swiss Milk would be affected. The environmental organization criticizes major retailers like Co-op and Migros for promoting animal origin foods through substantial discounts, encouraging increased consumption. Greenpeace highlights the substantial disparity in advertising budgets, noting that in 2021, Co-op spent 6 times more on advertising for animal origin products than for vegan alternatives, while Migros spent 3 times more. It's worth noting that in June of the previous year, the World Wildlife Federation also raised concerns about Co-op and Migros for their pro-meat advertising. When contacted in September, both retail giants expressed a commitment to promoting plant-based products while continuing to cater to meat enthusiasts. As a shopper at both Migros and Co-op, I myself have observed an increase in plant-based alternative products in the 5 years I've lived in Switzerland. The trend towards eating more plants and plant-based meat and dairy alternatives is clearly on the rise in Switzerland. According to a report from Svansig Minuten, dengue fever cases surged tenfold in Switzerland over 2 years. Switzerland is experiencing a notable increase in dengue fever cases, with the Federal Office of Public Health, the BAG, confirming that all affected individuals contracted the virus exclusively abroad. Despite still recording relatively few dengue cases in Switzerland, the surge in registered cases is significant, escalating from 26 to 261 within the last 2 years, as reported by SRF. Claudio Zaug, the responsible section head at BAG, explained to SRF that, quote, dengue cases in Switzerland are imported, end quote. The substantial increase in registered cases is reportedly associated with the aftermath of the COVID-19 pandemic, where the resumption of travel has led to a notable rise in dengue cases. Zaug stated, quote, with the return to travel post-pandemic, there has been an uptick in trips, consequently contributing to the increase in dengue cases, end quote. Globally, there is a noticeable rise in dengue fever cases, primarily transmitted by the tiger mosquito and prevalent in Latin America, Southeast Asia, and parts of Africa. Last year saw a record high, with 5 million registered cases worldwide. Experts anticipate a further increase in the coming years. It's noteworthy that all dengue cases reported in Switzerland originated from infections abroad, even though the tiger mosquito, responsible for transmitting dengue fever, has reached Switzerland. In theory, infection could occur in Switzerland without travel if a tiger mosquito bites an infected returnee and transmits the virus. Currently, this scenario is unlikely. Dengue fever typically poses no serious threat during the initial infection, with symptoms resembling the flu, such as body aches and fever. Fatal outcomes are more likely with repeated infections. Therefore, federal and cantonal authorities are working diligently to prevent further spread of the disease in Switzerland. The canton of Ticino, particularly affected in Switzerland, has witnessed the widespread presence of the tiger mosquito throughout the region. Peter Luthi, former microbiologist at ETH Zurich and mosquito expert, anticipates the gradual expansion of the tiger mosquito in Switzerland, north of the Alps. While vaccination could offer protection, there is currently no approved vaccine in Switzerland. Swissmedic is evaluating an application for approval, and the timeline is contingent on manufacturers demonstrating the quality, safety, and efficacy of the vaccine through studies, a process that could take several months, according to spokesperson Alex Josti. Thank you for listening to Swiss News in English, your weekly podcast for Swiss current events. We are grateful for your support. Be sure to follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Until next time, auf Wiedersehen, arrivederci, a bientôt.